A prosecutor in New Mexico said she will file charges against actor Alec Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed for shooting and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins while they were filming Rust. After more than a year of looking into the shooting outside Santa Fe in October 2021, District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwise charged the 30 Rock actor and the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, with involuntary manslaughter. The prosecutor said in a statement that David Halls, who is charged with careless use of a deadly weapon, has signed a plea deal. Ms. Carmack Altwise said, after a thorough review of the evidence and the laws of New Mexico, I have decided that there is enough evidence to file criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and other members of the Rust film crew. No one is above the law while I'm in charge, and everyone deserves justice. Luke Nekas, Baldwin's lawyer, said that putting charges against the actor was a terrible miscarriage of justice. Hutchins was killed when a real bullet from a revolver Baldwin was practicing with during filming in New Mexico hit her and also hit movie director Joel Souza, who was hurt but lived. Prosecutors must show in court that Gutierrez Reed, who was in charge of all the weapons on set, was the first person to make sure they were safe. They also have to show that Halls, who checked the gun and gave it to Baldwin, was also at fault. In New Mexico, the penalty for involuntary manslaughter is up to 18 months in prison and a $7,259 United States dollars, $10,492 fine. Involuntary manslaughter is a term for killing someone without meaning to. Baldwin has said that he is not to blame for Hutchins' death and that live rounds should never have been allowed on the set of the low-budget movie. He said that someone told him the gun was cold, which is a term in the business world for safe to use. In a 2021 interview with U.S. network ABC News, the actor said that he did not pull the trigger of the replica Pieta .45 caliber long Colt revolver, but that it went off when he cocked it while practicing camera angles with Hutchins. The single-action revolver worked normally, and would not fire without pulling the trigger, according to an FBI forensic test. The main focus of the investigation into Hutchins' death was how live rounds got onto a movie set and how they were put into a gun. Last year, Ms. Carmack Altwise hired a special prosecutor and got $460,000 from the state to pay for what she thought would be high PR.